Everything's inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and charter of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agnati Marandasya, Ganangana Savakya, Chatsuru, Miritanyana, Tajmai, Shri Girudeva Maha, Shri Chaitanya Manodhi Stam, Stapu Tam, Nirabhutare, Sayam Rupa Giramayam, Dharati Swaparantikam. Today we want to talk about not missing your miracle. We all have things that we're hoping for, believing for dreams to come to pass, problems to get off our backs and turn around. We have a promise in our heart, but it seems like nothing's happening. We pray, we believe, but we just don't see any signs of things improving. And when that happens, it's easy to get discouraged and think that it's never going to work out. Most of the time, it's important to realize that Krishna, or God, He doesn't do things instantly. There's always going to be a waiting period, a period between the time when you sow the seed and you finally get the harvest. Thoughts are going to tell you in the interim period, it's too late, too much water under the bridge, too much time has passed. If it was going to happen, it would have happened by now. But just because you don't see anything doesn't mean that Krishna or God is not working. What you need to do is keep believing, keep praising, keep doing the right thing. Gradually, not all of a sudden, you're going to see things begin to change. Many times the miracle is not in achieving the goal, but the miracle is in the process itself. It happens when you start by being obedient. Don't get frustrated because you're not seeing immediate results. What you're believing for is still on the way. Krishna put those same promises in your heart. He's told you that He's going to fulfill the number of your days. You're going to live a long, divinely inspired, purposeful, God-centered life. You're going to experience abundance. You're going to lend and not borrow. You and your children will live out the full number of their days. And yet at the same time, nothing looks any different. The medical report is just the same. Your child is still off course. Business hasn't improved since the pandemic started. It's easy to get discouraged, think it's never going to happen. You just need to keep walking, keep being obedient, keep praising, keep thinking. That's when the miracle is going to take place. You can't go by what you're seeing or what you're not seeing. You need to go by what Krishna, the Lord of millions and millions of universes, put in your heart and promised you. Well, Charu, I still have these symptoms. I'm a long hauler. It's 150 days now. What do? You do the only thing you can do. Keep on walking. Keep on walking. My business is still slow. When is it going to bounce back? When are we going to get back to normal? I don't know. But in the meantime, keep on walking. These people at work are not treating me right. Hey, keep on walking. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And you know what's happening? Krishna's seeing your faith, your trust, your obedience. He sees you believing when 99% of the people are discouraged. He hears you praising when 99% of the people are complaining. He knows you're stretching when 99% of the people are striking back, taking it out on others. I believe that for those of you who are devoted, who keep God first place, and chant His holy names consistently, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, it's only a matter of time before you're going to walk into your healing, walk into your freedom, walk into a great spouse, walk into abundance. As you keep walking, you're going to see Krishna or God show out in your life. Many of the miracles which have our name on them cannot be initiated until we first give an act of obedience. If you know anything about the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead on the planet 5,300 years ago, He appeared at midnight in the prison house of Kamsa as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. There was a huge storm outside. And there were guards vigilantly guarding the prison house that no one could come out. But what happened was, everyone was shrouded in sleep. The guards sunk down to the floor. Mystically, the doors of the jail sprung open, and a voice told Vasudev to take Krishna, who had newly appeared, to Vrindavan, about 35 miles away, put him with Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. Vasudev obeyed that voice. He took baby Krishna, and he walked out into the stormy night. It wasn't very long before he came to the waters of the Yamuna River, which appeared to be in a great turbulence. Waters of that river appeared to be uncrossable. Vasudev thought, how can I cross? The waves are tossing and turning. Shall I stop walking at the edge of the river? Will the river impede my mission to get Krishna to safety in Gokula? Vasudev at this point had to make a decision. Am I going to turn back, retreat to Kamsa's prison, shy away, give up? Or am I going to keep walking right straight into the waters? Vasudeva's attitude was, Krishna, I don't think that you have gotten me to the banks of the river unless your plan was to get me across. So instead of turning back, Vasudev took the basket of Krishna, he put it on his head, and he started walking right into the water. Now, can you hear all the critics say, Vasudeva, excuse me, don't you see there's a violent storm, a raging river in front of you? Do you know how many people drowned at this very spot this time last year? Are you out of your mind? Vasudeva just kept on walking. Those had been his divine instructions, and he was going to follow them against all reason, against all argument. And you know what happened? As soon as he obediently stepped into the water, he saw a jackal crossing the river ahead of him. And then he realized that although normally the water is very, very deep over your head, by the supernatural grace of God, Krishna had made the water shallow, only ankle high. Then Vasudev, holding Krishna in his arms, continued walking across the Yamuna River. In this connection, there's a verse in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd chapter, 50th verse, where this scene is being described. Because of constant rain sent by the demigod Indra, the river Yamuna was flooded with deep water, foaming about with fiercely whirling waves. But as the great Indian Ocean had formerly given away to Lord Ramachandra by allowing him to construct a bridge, the river Yamuna gave way to Vasudev and allowed him to cross. In your life right now, is Krishna God asking you to do something that doesn't make sense? To step out in faith when you don't have the experience? To forgive that person who did you wrong? To pray for others that need healing when you're not even feeling well yourself? It's not so much what you're doing, but it's the obedience. When you prove to Krishna or God that you're going to do the right thing, even when it's hard, even when it doesn't make sense, then you're going to see Krishna reciprocate by doing awesome things in your life. I heard a story about a recent widow in India. Her husband had died, left her in great debt. She finally totally ran out of funds. People were going to reclaim her house. A sage, a sadhu, showed up at her door and asked her what she had in her house. She says, I don't have anything except just a little small jar of oil. He told her to go out to her neighbors and borrow as many empty containers as she could. Well, that didn't make sense. What good is it going to do to borrow empty containers? She could have said, I need full containers. I need provision. I need funds. But what Krishna asks us to do doesn't always make sense. Why? Because his ways are not our ways. Many times it's just a test. If you will obey, the miracle will follow. The lady went out, borrowed all these empty containers. Can't you see her knocking on door after door? Can't you just hear the thoughts of the neighbors? What does she need my empty container for? She doesn't have any food. She doesn't have anything to put in the containers. And after working all day, she came back to her house. For her work, she had a couple of dozen empty containers. The sage then told her to pour the little oil she had into one of the empty containers. Again, she could have said, that doesn't make sense. What good is it going to do to transfer a little oil from this bottle from one container to another? But instead of questioning it, instead of talking herself out of it, she poured that little bit of oil and kept pouring and kept pouring and kept pouring and kept pouring. And the miracle started to happen. She couldn't believe it. She filled up the first container. Then she filled up the second container. Then she filled up the third container. She never ran out of oil until all the containers were full. She sold the oil and not only had enough to pay the creditors, but she had plenty left over to live off of. What do we learn? None of it would have happened had she not been willing to do something that didn't make sense. Now our question is, are you missing your miracle because you're reasoning everything out? You're looking at it all in the natural. Our message is that God is supernatural. He sometimes asks us to do things that we may not understand. Don't talk yourself out of what you know that Krishna or God is prompting you to do. Sometimes he might even be trying to tell you to do something that just seems so ordinary, so common. You're asking Krishna to promote you at work. Krishna's saying, get to work on time. Produce more than you have to. You're asking Krishna for health and healing. Krishna's saying, eat healthier. Exercise. Don't stay up late at night. Get up early in the morning. Faith makes room for provision. That means you can't wait until it happens. You have to make room for it first in your faith. Even when you don't see any sign of it, you have to make room for it by talking like it's on the way, by planning that it's on the way, by thinking that it's on the way. In a lecture that Prabhupada gave at MIT University, he said these words, "Unfortunately, we've got the technology for the bodily senses. We've got technology for the mind, for psychology, but we have no technology for the science of the soul. This Krishna consciousness movement is the technology of the science of the soul." There's a nice story. You'll appreciate it. There's many, many, many rivers in Bengal from the Gangetic Plain. Especially East Bengal is full of rivers. So one scholar was coming home, and he hired a boatman to take him across the Ganges River. He was very puffed up and proud of his knowledge, a recent graduate. He thought of himself as Dr. PhD Swadalot, if you will. So he said to the boatman, "I say there, simple boatman, do you know anything about the stars? Have you studied astronomy?" And the boatman said, "No, sir, I'm just an ordinary boatman. What would I know about the stars?" And the scholar said, "Oh, pah, boatman. Do you realize that without having studied astronomy, you've wasted 50% of your life?" And then they passed the trees on the bank of the river. The scholar said, "I say there, boatman, what do you know about trees and plants and flora and fauna? Have you studied the science of botany?" The boatman said, "Sir, I'm just an ordinary laborer. What do I know about botany?" "Well then, sir, 75% of your life is useless." And that way, the student of technology was asking the boatman, "Do you know this science? Do you know this philosophy?" And then each time the boatman would say, "I'm just an ordinary man. What do I know about all these things?" Then all of a sudden, there was a black cloud. There was a storm, rainfall. The river began to flood. The raft started to be filling with water. The boatman said, "Sir, We cannot make it to the other side. The water is too turbulent. We're going to have to jump and swim for it. And then the scholar said, swim? Swim? What is swim? You know, sir, swimming across the water. Let me get my dictionary. S-W-I-M, swim, swim, swim. Oh, but I can't swim. I never learned to swim. And then the boatman said, but sir, you never learned to swim. Then you've wasted 100% of your life. Are you missing your miracle because you're trying to reason everything out? Fit it into your own logical patterns, looking at it all in the natural. God is not natural. God is supernatural. And he may ask you to do things that you don't understand. Don't talk yourself out of what you know Krishna is telling you to do. Go ahead and do it. Don't miss out on your miracle because you're trying to reason everything out, looking at it in the natural. What Krishna, on his part, is looking for is that act of faith, the act of obedience. And when the miracle comes, the knowledge and the reasoning will not save you. It will not help you to catch up. Only the practice of keeping your faith, having a good attitude when bad things are happening, only trust in the Lord will keep you from drowning in the ocean of birth and death. And that's the science, the technology of the soul, of knowing how to cross the dangerous waters of this material world. In the Mahabharata, the great epic of India, it's explained that the five pious and righteous Pandavas, devotees of Krishna, faced across them on the battlefield a huge army that had cheated them of their kingdom and was now bent on annihilating, wiping the Pandavas from the face of the earth. So the ensuing battle was also compared to a river which the Pandavas had to cross over to the other side. And this is the gory, I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody's sensibilities, but this is the gory description of the battlefield of Kurukshetra, comparing it to a river. On the battlefield, hundreds of rivers of blood flowed from the limbs of humans, elephants, and horses who had been cut to pieces. In these rivers, arms represented snakes, human heads, turtles, dead elephants, islands, dead horses, crocodiles. Hands and thighs appeared like fish, human hair like water weeds, bows like waves, and various weapons like clumps of bushes. The rivers of blood teemed with all of these. Chariot wheels looked like terrifying whirlpools. Precious gems and ornaments from the armor of the kings resembled stones and gravel in the rushing red rivers, which aroused fear in the timid, joy in the victorious warriors. With the shafts of his arrows, the immeasurably powerful Arjuna, with Lord Krishna as his chariot driver, destroyed the Kauravas' military force. Though the Kauravas' force was unfathomable, unlimited, fearsome as an impassable ocean, the five sons of Pandu were able, by Lord Krishna's supernatural grace and protection, to cross from one side to the other. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just like Arjuna had extraordinary prowess on the battlefield, Krishna has created each and every one of you unique individual. All of Krishna's creations are originals. Krishna doesn't do carbon copies. Krishna doesn't do average or ordinary. There are talents and abilities in you that are mind-blowing and that only you can exercise. You don't have to copy somebody else. You don't have to try to be what they are, live in their house, drive in their car, fit in their dress size. You don't have to prove your worth to them. You don't have to prove that you measure up to anybody. You're just called to walk in your own shoes, in your own anointing, in your own calling. There'll always be people who will try to discourage you, convince you to turn back. Oh, who do you think you are? Your dream is too big, the opposition too strong, nothing's working out. Just settle where you are. Just accept it. And you, on your side, have to have a made-up mind. No, I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to become all that I was created to be. Only after Vasudev stepped into the water, into the river Yamuna, and got his feet wet, only then did Krishna show him the way. Miracles happen when there is obedience. We don't get all the details up front. Krishna doesn't have to show us how it's going to work out. There may not even be any sign of things changing. Every circumstance may say, it's not going to turn around. Go back. It's too late. You'll never get well. If it was going to happen, it would have happened by now. Can I tell you not to believe those lies? Keep walking. Get your feet wet. Then the miracle will happen. The jackal will show up to lead the way. Krishna is not intimidated by raging waters, by how big your obstacles are, or by how impossible it looks. In fact, many times, Krishna will wait on purpose until the river is in full flood mode. He'll wait until the experts have said, there's no way, the odds are against you. Then, when he turns it around, everybody will know it was his favor, his power, his goodness in your life. And all of us come to points where we have situations that we just don't see how it's going to work out in our life, in our health, in our finances, in our relationships. We get tempted to quit believing. And can I tell you, that is not the time to quit. That's the time to keep walking. Why? Because you're on the verge of your miracle. Sometimes Krishna waits to see if we're going to trust him when the crossing is doubtful. Trust him by stepping into the water before the water goes down. Are you going to believe even when you don't see any sign of things changing? You don't feel like you have the strength, the courage, and the ability. You just have to keep walking, keep praying, keep expecting. And then you'll see doors are going to open that you thought couldn't open, defying all the odds. You're going to get freedom from things that have held you and your family back for generations. Some water levels are about to lower for those who have kept God first place. Things that you've been standing on in faith for a long time, they're about to come into a breakthrough. And when that breakthrough comes, it's not going to be ordinary. It's going to be the hand of Krishna. When you know where the funds are coming from, when you see that the medical report is good, when your child is getting A's in school, well, that doesn't take a whole lot of faith. But when you don't see how it's going to work out, and nevertheless, you keep walking, you keep believing, you keep being good to people, that means you're about to enter into Krishna's perfect plan for your life. Krishna is setting you up to go to where you've never been and to see favor that you've never seen before. Now, don't spoil it by complaining that the water level looks too high. That doesn't mean that Krishna's not going to get you across. It's just a sign that what he's going to do is bigger than you could have possibly imagined. You may be at the river right now. The water looks too high and too deep to safely cross. But Krishna's waiting to see. Are you going to turn around and go back? Charu, I prayed, I believed, and my dreams just didn't come to pass. These people at work stopped me. I couldn't break the addiction. The waters kept me back. Well, you're right where Vasudev was, moving towards the river. The closer you get, the more uncrossable it looks. The river is swollen. The current is fast. The water level looks higher than it's ever been. It's a test. to see if you're going to keep walking to get your feet wet. If you do that, Krishna's going to open up things that you never dreamed would open, turn problems around that you never dreamed would turn around. The river is setting you up to go back home, back to God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. One devotee said, I was young and now I'm old, and I have never seen God forsake those who keep Him first place. The devotee was saying, in effect, I've never seen a river that Krishna won't lower for those who trust Him. I've never seen a sickness that Krishna won't heal for those who keep Him first place. I've never seen a dream that Krishna won't bring to pass for those who honor Him by chanting His holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we wanted to build this temple that you're sitting in right now here in Utah County, originally we went to the county office, paid $20, and got the building permit in 10 minutes. We thought, wow, Krishna, that was fast and easy even for you. A few weeks later, one of the neighbors circulated a petition against the construction that we proposed. He got about 50 signatures from the other neighbors. Part of the wording on that petition was that the temple would be an eyesore. The matter was pushed up before the Board of Adjustments. It could have gone either way. Many outspoken negative neighbors were there. Our lawyer was there. Our architect was there. It went back and forth. One of the longest lasting Board of Adjustments meetings in the history of Utah County. At the end of the meeting, Krishna gave us favor. And the board voted for us to have the permit 4-1 in our favor. The chairman of the board even asked the petitioners, who were all crowded into the room, who had written the word eyesore as part of the petition. At that point, everybody found something very interesting to look at in the cracks of the floor. Everybody was so sheepish that no one admitted to it. It's times like this, when you don't see a way, times like this, when the opposition is big and strong, that's when you find out what you're made of. It's easy to believe when Krishna gives you the permit in 5 minutes for $20. But what do you do when you're hauled before the Board of Adjustments and have to face a room full of negative neighbors? You keep walking, you keep believing, you keep chanting, and you do not let the enemy talk you out of your dreams. Krishna has bigger things for your future. He has new mountains for you to climb. Keep walking when the waters aren't parting. Keep walking when you're not being promoted. Keep walking when your health isn't improving. Keep walking when the pandemic seems like it's stopping your dreams. And the reason that you're facing the waters now at flood stage and not just a normal river is because your breakthrough is very close. If you don't come to the mighty waters, rivers where you have to get your feet wet, then it's just another ordinary victory, something common. A mighty river, a formidable object, a powerful enemy means that Krishna is about to thrust you to a new level. Krishna being for you doesn't mean that you're not going to have things coming against you in your life. Keeping God first place doesn't mean that you're going to be just tiptoeing through the roses all the days of your life. You will have opposition. The enemy will try and stop you. Consider this. The enemy, Maya, would not be trying so hard to stop you, would not be challenging you so vigorously if you, your talents, and your abilities, and what you have to offer were not a threat. Because Maya doesn't come strongly against ordinary people. They take themselves out of the game. She doesn't have to come and discourage them. She doesn't go up against people who turn back at the first sight of dark waters. They do her job for her. But the reason that you're facing bigger challenges is you're now at the bank of the river. You're about to step into the middle of Krishna's plan for your life. Krishna doesn't want you to modify or compromise or water down your dream. He doesn't want you to take less than what you know is in your heart. There will always be people trying to convince you to settle. Just accept it. You'll never get well. You'll never break the addiction. You'll never get out of this neighborhood. You may be metaphorically coming to the bank of a river. Don't worry. Krishna has not failed you in the past. And he's not going to start with you. Keep walking, believing, praying, doing the right things. Waters are about to part. Doors are about to open. Problems are about to turn around. Instead of you retreating, the opposition is going to retreat. The waters are going to recede. The sickness, the debt, the trouble is going to recede. Krishna is going to make a way where you don't see a way. Now our encouragement is, put on the kavacha. Put on the armor, the protection of Krishna. Put on the helmet of salvation. The breastplate of righteousness. The belt of truth. The shoes of peace. The shield of faith. What's interesting is there's no armor for your backside. There's nothing to cover you from the rear. Why? Because you weren't made to retreat. You weren't made to show the river your back. You weren't made to run from opposition. You have armor for one direction, to keep moving forward. When you stand strong and fight the good fight, the opposition will run from you. Krishna is going to lower the water levels quickly for his devotee. Looks like it's going to take a long time to get well, a long time to accomplish a dream, a long time to get out of debt. No. Get ready. It's going to happen sooner than you think. Krishna is going to cause those waters, that opposition, that depression to get out of your way. Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th verse, 43rd chapter. Prahlad Maharaj says to the half-man, half-lion incarnation, Lord Narasimhadev, O best of great personalities, I am not afraid of crossing the terrible Vaitarani River. For wherever I stay, I am fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. My concern is only for the fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans for material happiness and maintaining society, family, and country. I am simply concerned with love for them. The Prabhupada says there is a river called Vaitarani between the material and the spiritual world. One must cross this river to reach the other side, or the kingdom of God. It is an extremely difficult river to cross. As it says in the Bhagavad Gita, Devi Hiyasha Gunamayi Matam Maya Dharatya. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the modes of material nature, is very difficult to overcome. One cannot on his or her own surpass the stringent laws of material nature except by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. I wonder what awaits you if you just keep walking. Well, true, I have some big obstacles. Can I tell you, we serve a big God. He flung stars into space. He spoke worlds into existence. He can get you to where you're supposed to be. Well, the medical report says I'm not going to get well. Krishna can do what medicine cannot do. There is not a river he can't lower. That child may be off course making bad decisions. It looks permanent. But that is not your child's destiny. What Krishna started, he's going to finish. As parents, you have God-given authority. When you pray for your child, when you speak blessings over them, when you thank Krishna in advance that the forces of darkness are broken in that child's life, at that moment, angels go to work. Rivers are lowered for you and your children and your family. Krishna hears the prayers of his devotees, sees their faithfulness, sees them believing when things are not changing, sees them thanking him when everybody else is moaning and complaining. Your time is coming. Waters are about to let you through. You wouldn't be here this afternoon hearing this if Krishna didn't have breakthroughs coming your way. Just because you don't see anything improving doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Krishna's watching you, and at the right time, things are going to change. The miracle is in the process. It takes time. But when you come into your moment, when your harvest is right, things are going to suddenly change in your favor. Our challenge is, stay in faith until you see the suddenly. Keep on walking. The enemy always talks the loudest just before the waters let you through. Turn out the negative voices and tune in what Krishna promised. He's spoken it and it will come to pass. He wouldn't have let you face the river where your destiny not to be on the other side. He wouldn't have let you come to the bank if he was going to keep you from crossing over. The reason that you can't see a way right now is because it's not going to happen naturally. Krishna's going to do it supernaturally. Things that you on your own couldn't make happen, don't try and figure it out. Keep believing, keep expecting, keep doing the right thing. I believe that as you keep on rocking, you're going to see healing, favor, promotion. Like he did with Vasudev and the jackal, Krishna will show you the way. New doors are about to open. Obstacles are about to come down. You're going to accomplish the God-centered dreams in your life this time around, and next life, go back to home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.